What Stephen sees as the central issue tonight, and I'm not arguing with you, is, I think, what is the sinner capable of doing? Perhaps how does he get that way? The central issue for tomorrow night would be inherited. Underline the word inherited, total credit. Well, first of all, how did we get that way? Ecclesiastes 7:29, God made man upright. Now, Matthew 13:15, their eyes may have closed. So man does that. I think Stephen pointed out that he agrees with that. Now, raise it up some. In Acts 17:23, we pointed out that the reason people have hardened hearts is because they do it. That they obey not, neither incline their ear, but made their neck stiff, that they might not hear nor receive instruction. Because they harden their necks, they might not hear my words. Now, Stephen just pointed out that God opens their eyes. And he said, Pat doesn't believe in any supernatural power from God to open their eyes. Well, remember, Stephen, that in Acts 26, the Bible says, Paul opened their eyes. Does that mean that Paul exerted supernatural power over them to open their eyes? It does? Okay. Well, I didn't anticipate you'd say that. Let's look at that passage and see exactly how God, through Paul, opened their eyes. And I think this is one of the questions that Stephen thinks is very important tonight. In Acts 26, Jesus appeared to Paul. For I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen, and those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee. So he's going to send Paul to preach to the Gentiles. Am I right so far? He says, to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Now, is the teaching here that God opens their eyes through a miraculous thing, or is the teaching that God opens their eyes through the preaching of Paul? It doesn't say anything about the miraculous. It says the way he does it is through the preaching of Paul. Now, that's my position. Now, you can make fun of my position and say, Pat doesn't believe in the miraculous. But the Bible teaches that the way God opens the eyes of the Gentiles is through the preaching of Paul. And that's why I can say that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Now, what does that imply? That implies that men have a choice. They are not forced to obey. He wouldn't use that word, but I believe that's what it amounts to. They are not forced, and they're capable of understanding the Word of God. We pointed that out. 2 minutes. They are capable of understanding the Word of God, and they are required to understand the Word of God, and they have to change their own heart. Now, I didn't write that verse. I may not know the difference in the will and the heart and all that, but I know the Bible says, commands these people to make you a new heart. So I know it's possible for someone to change his own heart. Can I explain that very well? No. But if the Bible is inspired, and it is, then this is right and your position is wrong. It is not true that because the man's heart is corrupt, therefore, since how he changes his own heart, because it would require the will to change his heart, and the heart affects the will. That's some real good reasoning, but it just will not, it's not true according to the Word of God, because this flatly says these people have the responsibility to change their heart. And that's one of the main differences between us. He says they're not capable to change their heart, and the Bible says that they are capable to change their heart. And so God changes their heart through the Word of God. It is not total depravity in the sense they're incapable of obeying God. God says they must obey. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And the very way they become free from sin is by obeying that form of doctrine delivered to them. Romans 6, verse 17. That is how they do it. God gives them the choice. Remember Joshua 7, 20, chapter 24? Choose you this day whom you will serve. Stephen's position, whether he'd say it or not, Stephen's position does not grant that man has a choice. They don't have the capability to choose. But God's Word not only gives them the capability or shows that's true, it demands them to choose the way of righteousness. The Bible nowhere says that we inherit sin or depravity from Adam. That is not taught. The Bible says that we simply have a choice. We can either obey God's Word and benefit from that or not obey God's word. Time?